Seducing a Princess. Written by Ellie Skywalker. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom: Little Mermaid, 1989. Relationship: Ursula, Ariel. Rating: Teen and Up audiences. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Ursula watches Ariel as the silly little girl stands there, her lips pursed in a delectable pout. She has always found this particular princess so attractive and fascinating. Ariel truly is the most beautiful out of the princesses, what with her flowing red hair and sea-blue eyes. Ursula has watched her for so long, and now she has her here, trapped in this dark corner of a dark hallway of the human's royal palace. And the silly little girl doesn't even know who she is. "Come, are you frightened, little dear?" Ursula purrs. Ariel shakes her head, her eyes wide. She tries to draw herself up, but she never had been good at playing the princess that she is. Ariel tries to slip by, but Ursula doesn't let her. "Where are you going so fast?" she asks in that silky voice that is not hers at all, merely borrowed. But soon, soon it will be all hers. Ariel seems to freeze, gazing into Ursula's dark eyes. The light silks of her dress graze her skin lightly, sending shivers down Ursula's back as she watches the play of fabric against the girl's fair skin. Ariel's lips part just slightly. She shrugs and makes helpless gestures with her hands, as if asking, "What do you want?" "Nothing at all, my little dear," Ursula coos. She steps forward and traces a finger under Ariel's chin, making the young girl gasp. "Do you really think I want your prince? Oh no, no, dearie, not at all. I need him, but I do not want him. In fact..." She smiles leeringly and backs the petulant redhead against the wall. "I want you." Ariel tries to act like she doesn't understand, to push away. But Ursula can see that the girl isn't as naive as she seems, and, in fact, she does understand. Ursula can feel the triumph rising within her. "Oh, you do understand. Now, stop and use that pretty little head of yours. Maybe, if you let me get what I want, I can find a way for you to keep your prince." Ariel purses her lips, but she's faltering. Her eyes skim over the luxurious dress, and her lips part once again, making her look sensual and seductive. Ursula feels a desire to lick her lips. Or the girl's, even better. "Well, what do you say, little dearie? Is it a deal?" She draws out the word deal as though it's the most pleasant sound in the world. A delicious candy that melts in her mouth, and she wants to prolong the sweetness of it. Ariel seems to think it over. She falters, pushes away, and finally surrenders. Ursula nearly cackles in triumph. To win this way is even better, even sweeter. She grins predatorily and steps in to take what she feels to be rightfully hers. The princess always was a little too trusting. The end.